Good day, everyone. My name is Reeves, and welcome to another edition of In the Know.
Following the news in any way, shape, or form, no shortage of things to talk about. What does it mean? What will it bring? This is a reality we simply have to accept. Let's go ahead and get started.
Anytime there is a transformative event or series of events in any country's history, a lot of focus is often made on the individuals or the generation that fights hard to make the change. But a lot of discussion is not focusing on the subsequent generation. I am one of those generations, and I want to make sure you understand why that's relevant. Looking back at our history, we can probably pinpoint within modern history a number of significant events that have occurred in the United States. It's fairly easy to say that after each one of these significant events and series of events, the generation that is responsible for making those changes possible are often looked at and often revered. But a lot of times, a lot of discussion is not focusing on the generation immediately after those particular events. The best one that I can give you an example is my example of me being a Generation Xer, which is basically the first generation after the baby boomers. And one of the things that I often refer to my generation is that we are the children of the civil rights movement. If you stop and you think about it, all of the major movements that occurred during that time period of the latter part of our baby boomers' experiences, whether it be Vietnam, peace movements, civil rights movements, all of those occurred during their generation. And as a result of their actions, all of the significant changes that we have seen as a result of their energies are benefited to the future, to the next generation, which in this case was mine. I'm born in 1969. If you are in my age group, most of our parents or our parents' generation, they were the individuals who actually grew up during Jim Crow, as well as experienced all of the energies and the efforts that they went towards making that change. In their generation, it's a very good likelihood, if not only themselves, but even they can probably tell you of their interactions with groups like the Nation of Islam, Black Panthers, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, or even the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. All of these organizations, which played a crucial role in ensuring and bringing down the walls of segregation and Jim Crow and ushering in a new age of integration, they were responsible for it. However, as a member of the Gen X generation, my generation is the one that directly benefited from this. And I share this because I often tell people when I'm talking to them is that my generation has a huge responsibility. The reason why I say we have a huge responsibility is because anytime there's a transformative event, the subsequent generation, after the generation that actually did all the work, we are in the unique position of being able to look back at the previous generation in terms of who we were. We can look at where we currently are, and we're in the position of being able to see the future in terms of what it might be. So we literally are on that dividing line. This is paramount because for my generation, when I came into growing up, my world was not a world that my mom could intimately relate to. In my world, I grew up with an integrated classroom. That's not a world that my mother can relate to. But as a world that she can relate to that I can. I don't know what it's like to not be able to go into certain restaurants. I don't know what it's like to not be able to voice my opinion about certain things. I never saw a whites only or a color people only. Those were things that were unique for her world that I can't relate to. However, the unique thing about growing up when you're in that dividing line is that your ancestors or your family members are in a unique position to let you know what the world was like. This way, going forward, you will learn from the mistakes of the past and not take those mistakes into the future. And it's not like my loved ones kept these secrets of what they went through to themselves. If I ask fairly frequently, they would provide that information to me. They would tell me about what it was like to grow up in a society where these were the types of things that were happening. If you talk to a lot of kids now, their parents now, I'm 52, their parents are probably in their 20s and maybe mid-30s. So that means they're literally two, three generations removed from what happened in terms of segregation. So when they see something like Eyes on the Prize or Selma or any of these shows that depict what life was during the Civil Rights Movement, they don't have any one-to-one correlation other than just the historical context. If you don't have a reference point of what it was in the past, so you can ensure you never repeat those mistakes, what will end up happening is that you'll make those mistakes with no appreciation of the context of where they're coming from. What ends up getting lost is that there will be people out there who will want to treat that history as if it never happened. Life after Jim Crow starts with the first generation, and that would be the Generation X or the children of the Civil Rights Movement, or that would be me. It is very important that future generations know that there is a body of experiences that are still alive that has been passed on to future generations so that they can understand what they went through in order to get them where we are today, and to remember where they came from, remember who we are, and apply that knowledge to go towards who we're aspiring to be.